New campaign fundraising numbers show Boston City Councilors Michelle Wu and Andrea Campbell are leading the race for money in their bids to become the city's next mayor. The crowded field also includes acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey, City Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George, the city's former Economic Development Chief John Barros, and State Representative John Santiago. As WQBUR's Anthony Brooks reports now, while Wu and Campbell have the most money in the bank, other candidates are catching up.
In a race where almost half of registered voters were undecided just a month ago, according to a WBUR poll, money is critical. It helps candidates build name recognition and present their visions for the city in the 4 short months until the preliminary election in early September. According to fundraising numbers just reported to the state, Wu and Campbell have more than $1 million each in their campaign accounts. Political strategist Wilnelia Rivera says that gives them an important advantage in a crowded field.
And I think that Andrea and, you know, Michelle, for that matter, are really demonstrating the benefit of having started early.
Michelle Wu was the first candidate to jump in the race last September.
We are pushing for bold, urgent leadership to do more in this moment of crisis. And I'm grateful that so many people have chipped in.
Wu says her lived experience is the heart of her campaign. She's the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants who in her early 20s became the primary caregiver for her 2 younger sisters after her mother was diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Knowing what it's like to be up all night in the emergency room waiting for the mental health bed to open up for my mom, or opening a small business with so many hoops and barriers to jump through, and so many other people in similar situations were struggling with that.
Andrea Campbell jumped in the race about a week after Wu. She, too, has a story to tell about her life that is central to her campaign. She had a twin brother, like her, the product of Boston Public Schools. She went to Princeton and UCLA Law School. Her brother, accused of terrible crimes, cycled in and out of the criminal justice system, died while in custody.
Sadly, it's just not a story that is familiar to me. It is familiar to many and thousands of residents in this city. And so my work of being a public servant and elected is about eradicating those inequities and breaking cycles and generational cycles of poverty, trauma, criminalization. And so I'm excited for my run for mayor.
While Wu and Campbell benefited from being first in, others are catching up. That includes City Councilor Anissa Asaibi-George, who has about half as much cash on hand as Wu and Campbell. But since the start of this year, Asaibi-George raised more than everyone else except for Wu.
And I'm excited about that because that helps me spread the word about my candidacy and reach more voters.
Asaibi-George is a small business owner and a former high school teacher. She's running as an ally of former Mayor Marty Walsh, representing a kind of continuity at City Hall.
I am very proud of my relationship with former Mayor Walsh and what I was able to do in partnership with him. My commitment to education, our commitment to our most vulnerable residents, especially when we think of homelessness, when we think of those dealing with substance use disorders, that's important to me and I want to continue that work.
Meanwhile, State Rep John Santiago has $500,000 on hand, the same as Asaibi-George. John Barros, about $300,000. Acting Mayor Kim Janey has less cash than all of her rivals. That's partly because she only declared her candidacy last month, not long after she succeeded Marty Walsh. But in April, she raised more than $200,000, more than anyone else in the race. And of course, Janey has an advantage beyond money.
You refer to her as Mayor Janey.
Tito Jackson ran for mayor of Boston unsuccessfully in 2017. He points out that as acting mayor, Janey can roll out initiatives and talk about them at daily press conferences, giving her front-runner status. Jackson also argues that the race for money can be a distraction.
This should be a race about who has the best vision for the next generation of the city of Boston.
But Jackson is heartened that all 6 major candidates are people of color, focusing one way or another on racial inequalities in the city. They have 4 months to make their pitch to voters before the preliminary election in September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.